Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's something that you finally tried or experienced for the first time that everybody else had already done? 206-803-ROCK. And we bring this up because I finally had a Big Mac yesterday.
And the text lines are just going crazy about the fact that it took you this long until you finally had one. Although I do like one text that did say that they like doing a different version of the Big Mac where they then ask for quarter pounder burgers to put on it because they said they're a big person and they want the big size meat.
I didn't even realize you could customize it like that. This is a wild world I'm just stepping into, you guys.
So he said, I'm finally trying to organize my life and stuff. I've been on ADHD meds for over 13 years, and I just started them again. And man, it's been nice to have some kind of a system and not just a random squirrel brain trying to remember where I put my nuts.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, get after it.
One person, this is the one that I was thinking. I was trying to think of, like, what's something I've done for, like, that took me forever to try? And it was caviar. Someone said caviar, ... nasty.
Ooh.
And I 1,000% agree. You're a caviar person?
Heck yeah, I'm a caviar person.
Of course, I've always said that he's so bougie over here. Yeah, foo-foo-foo.
Call him Fancy Dan.
Yeah.
I love caviar.
How?
I don't know. It tastes delicious.
Do you just
eat
it by itself?
Exactly. How do you eat them? That's my,
Oh, on a cracker. I don't know.
Like you put like a cream cheese on it or something?
No,
like, what do you
just
do?
Caviar and like a little piece of bread. Delicious.
Yeah, see, I had it happen when I was getting married, and we were where we were. Like, it was a nice, the food that was catered for us was very nice. And my buddy ended up being, he was like one of the guys that worked for the catering company. He was just like, oh, dude, he's like, I've got some caviar that we're going to have to get rid of at some point soon because, you know, it's got a shelf life. He's like, do you want to try it before you get married? Like, you know, I'm like, hell yeah, bring it in. You know, I'm thinking, this is awesome now. Look at all of us. We're hanging out in like this little room, a bunch of groomsmen. We're going to have some caviar. He brings it in and put it on the cracker. I took a bite. I'm like, can I have another cracker? He's like, with more caviar? I'm like, no, I just need a cracker to get rid of that taste of the caviar.
Cleanse your palate.
I wasn't a fan.
No. Well, I'm excited because this opens the door to now get to try the Whopper, which I still have not done. So then I'll have to do like a side-by-side comparison.
I'm curious which one you're going to like more.
And you are a Whopper guy.
I like them both, but yeah. I lean more towards the Whopper.
Okay, tell me about the Whopper then. Tell me what's on the Whopper.
Plain broiled.
Look how excited she is. Wait, I just want to point out her face. She's so excited to learn about the Whopper, Steve.
You know, there's nothing like I can say that's going to like get you fired up about it. It's just a really good burger. It's the mayo.
Oh, is it just mayo? It's not like a special sauce like the Big Mac?
That's a ketchup mayo.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I know. It's like it's not very sexy when I try to describe it. I mean, I could lower my voice. Or I'll have Sarah describe it for you.
I want my vegetarian friend to describe it to me.
Please read the ingredients in a Whopper.
It's a real meaty flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with a creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5 sesame seed bun.
I mean, she's selling it.
Does that sound good?
I mean, minus the part. You're doing good.
Wait, do you do yours with cheese though, Steve?
No.
Oh, yeah, me either.
Wait, does it come with cheese?
No.
You can, but they'll offer the cheese.
Yeah, you don't need the cheese.
The cheese is unnecessary.
Really? Is that good?
And I'm a cheese guy.
That's wild.
And honestly, I always say no onions. No onions, no cheese.
Okay, I can't with you.
Okay, so then should I just get it the way that it comes? I'm not going to modify it. I'll just get it the way
that
it comes.
Get it how they give it to you.
Yeah.
Take it how they want to give it to you. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Said, I didn't eat sour cream until I was 45. I'm 58 now. It's delicious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is.
I love it.
It took me a while until I tried sour cream. No, not cottage cheese. That's the one.
Oh, do you like cottage cheese?
Love it.
Do they have vegan cottage cheese?
I'm sure they do. I haven't even dared try. There's certain things where I'm like, I don't know if I need a plant-based version of this. I think I'm good with just not having it.